Has Earth was played in North Carolina before?
No.
Never.
First time here.
Yep.
So when you got this, how long is the tour that you're on right now? How long has it been going on?
A week. We get some change now.
I know, we're going to have a quiz.
Probably about halfway through, like a week and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just under 3 weeks total.
How many shows are you doing on this leg?
15 or 14? 15?
Yeah.
And tell people about the bands touring with you, doing the shows with you. About Ruby the Hatchet. Anything you want to say about them?
Yeah, they're awesome band. Female front vocals and keyboard. The guy actually brings his crazy old tube keyboard amp and a Leslie speaker with him and hauls it upstairs like these. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And they're
a good rock band.
Are they label mates or just band you tour with?
Label mates.
They're on TP?
Yeah.
You guys, are you working on a new album? What's your current status on new stuff as far as a release?
Well, release date is to be announced later, but we have ideas for what we're going to try to work on next year.
Don't you have a track coming out on a skate comp or something?
I think that came out.
That's already out.
Yeah, that is a new song, but right. That came out on a very limited kind of a giveaway type thing on a 12-inch with some other bands on it. But it's a good song, and it's got vocals with Isaiah singing on it. So we hope to release it on something that will be of a bigger pressing later date too.
I know you guys, all of you, play in different bands. How did Earthless come together? Was it a jam to have fun, or did you get together with the purpose of starting another band?
Jam to have fun. Yeah.
And we liked it. Pretty much. Just get together and play some music, play some covers, and about it.
Yeah.
I had just joined a band. I was living in Chicago for a couple years, and I had moved back home to San Diego to join a band called Rocket from the Crypt. And I had just started learning all the songs, and the first few months of learning like 50 songs, and then kind of re-met Mike again, and we started hanging out a little bit and talking music and just, records in common and stuff. And Isaiah was playing in a band called Drunk Horse, and he, I think him and Mike were in a band beforehand. And then he had Mike threw out the idea of just maybe playing music, with me and stuff, and got together, and he said, played some covers, and then in between those covers came the formula of what we still kind of utilize.
What were a few of the covers you guys played when you first got together?
Well, I know we did a Black Sabbath song, War Pigs.
Okay.
And then I think a Zeppelin song too, and they somehow fused together in a weird way. I'm not sure how, or can't really remember, but it was an in-between part that was like a half an hour long of just playing that we were just kind of like shit looking at each other like, that was cool.
So who was the first one that said, when we make albums, we're going to do these epic 20, 30 minute, was it something you all, it just happened, or did you say, this is too good to cut down, we're just going to make the pieces long?
I think they were just that long.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a conscious thing at all. That's just how long they were.
Yeah, that first record was thrown together pretty last minute.
Mm-hmm.
The first song, Flower Traveling Man, was made up out of him and I getting tones for the, checking the mics.
Mm-hmm.
And just playing, kind of playing, having something to play together. And then we ended up just doing that as a jam.
Right.
The other side kind of came out at some practices before, kind of structured that a little bit more.
The new project you spoke of, that to be determined, is it a can you say anything about it, or is it more what people like from you guys, or is it like a kind of just live in the studio like you normally do pretty much?
A bit, a little bit of everything. I don't know. It might be a little more structured. We still haven't really been able to get into a room really and work with the idea as much. We've practiced a couple times, but yeah, I think it'll still be a little bit of everything. Yeah. So.
when you this is an interview question. I hate when people ask other bands, but what are some of the, when you guys are in the van driving, what are you listening to?
What did you listen to today?
Today, Alice Cooper, ZZ Top.
ZZ Top, UFO. Yeah. All My Brother, Jerry Garcia, Blind Faith, John Coltrane for a minute. Yeah. Because it was the Ohm record and it was freaking everyone out first thing in the morning.
We're all over the place, yeah. But we always kind of tend to go back to, we have like, funk. You know, like ZZ Top's always a, when you can't agree on listening to something or you don't want to be too out there. Like,
ZZ Top of Creedence, everybody usually agrees on.
We all agree on, yeah. On ZZ Top for sure, and like, you know, Alice Cooper is always good. You know, we'll listen to Zeppelin, you know.
Like you're on this tour right now, are you guys kind of focusing more on the latest release or are you hitting spots from all your releases on the set, in the set list?
Latest release. I mean, the latest full record, yeah.
Like From the Ages.
Yeah. But, yeah, we might do what you call it. One from the Baker.
Yeah,
we might do that newer one.
I don't know.
We kind of decide last minute sometimes.
Okay. And this is your first time in North Carolina. Was this tour put together just to do some East Coast dates before Christmas? Or do you think you guys are going to try to play this area more? How's it going playing in this part of the country so far?
It's been good.
It's good, so
We wanted to play some places we've never been to before, you know? We've always kind of played it safe when we're doing the East Coast tours and just going to some of the bigger cities, the main cities that we know, you know, we've been to before, New York and Boston, Philly and stuff. We've always wanted to kind of hit through the South a little bit, you know, and come and run these parts some. And then, we just kind of split it up in half, and, you know, about half of these shows are places we've never been to, so it's been cool. It's been great so far.
So as far as your audience, the first time I heard from you guys was the Roadburn record, and then I worked backwards and forwards from there. Do you, as far as your audience, do you think you have a bigger audience here or like overseas in Europe? Europe seems to historically respect actual musicians more than the United States. Or you guys, or your audiences seem to be pretty dense everywhere, or is it more of one spot than another? Country-wise, continent-wise?
In major cities, it's usually pretty good. We'll play good-sized venues and have a full house. But
we're not playing, like, the biggest venues in Europe as well, you know? But, yeah, like, some of the, like, the festivals are definitely more, like, bigger festivals and, you know, but when we play venues over in Europe, they're kind of, like, the same here, you know? Anywhere from 100, 200 to, like, 500 capacity, you know? But there's definitely some really good spots here as well over there.
So people don't send me angry emails. The thing you're working on, are you thinking it'll be out next year, or is it still that loose?
Crossing our fingers. Yeah. End of next year, fall.
Yeah. You got it. That'll be out on TP as well, right?
At this point, yeah, we think so.
I mean, that seems like a pretty cool label just based on their roster.
Yeah.
When he had his store, I mean, half of everything they put out came through his store.
Yeah.
And that's how I discovered you guys, is buying stuff off TP.
Oh, cool.
And I heard the Roadburn, and I was like, John, you got to hear this stuff, man.
Yeah, right now it's a pretty good
vinyl enthusiast
place to be, you know. A lot of our friends are on the label and stuff, so
good stuff.
Some good bands on there right now.
I didn't have any more questions. Is there anything you guys wanted to mention while we're recording? If people wanted to find out about you on the internet, is the TP page, your page on TP Records, is that the best place to go? Would you say?
Yeah, and then we also do all, you know, all the social media outlets, you know,
Facebook and that stuff.
Yeah, and Instagram and stuff. We're always pretty consistent with that, and with telling our fans like what, you know, new releases or new merchandise and stuff like that.
And at your shows, do you guys, what is your merch? Is it t-shirts, or do you sell vinyl and stuff at the merch tables too?
All kinds of stuff. Yeah.
I got a whole line of.
We have a whole bunch of stuff right now.
Buckles.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah,
I
got.
I want to get one.
Socks. Socks. Isaiah has his signature guitar pick. We made some kind of collector's item kind of stuff, some drumsticks.
And different than these, but
yeah. But we have we collaborated with a company to make some socks and stuff, and the cover of the first record, the Sonic Prayer.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, and some enamel pins. There's some cool hats and stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for talking to me.
Thanks for getting one.